Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for each provision that you have given us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each door that has been opened, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the show, Lord. We thank you for the word that is going forth, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the ability to highlight others' gifts, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you bless this show to continue to be an inspiration and be uplifting to the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. The scripture for today is, of course, Isaiah 40 and 31. And it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I have read Isaiah 40 and 31, and we're still waiting on our guest. And I'm going to go ahead with the announcements, and then I will call our guest to remind him about the show again. Okay, so some of the announcements are, first of all, remember to continue to tell your friends about the Love Live Jesus Up Show. And it is on blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. The fashion line is up and doing well. The site is Fashions bylove.com. That's F-A-S-H-I-O-N-S bylove.com. Please continue to pray for everyone, all the individuals that you know and those that you don't know, and those who say, pray for me. The Sherry Bronson Show presents an Empowered to Win workshop celebrating 7 years of empowering lives through media ministry, praise, and worship. This is Saturday, November 9th, 2013. You register online at www.sherrybronson.com. The location is Theater 166, 2425 W. Parker Road, Carrollton, Texas. The time is 1 o'clock p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Admission is $15. Everyone is welcome. That includes media professionals, speakers, trainers, authors, and anyone with a dream. The contest, Christian authors, trainers, speakers, or life coaches, you register and we will enter you in a chance to win a 30-minute live video webcast teaching and or promoting your services and products. You must register and be present to win. Once again, this is the Sherry Bronson Show. She did put a number on here. The number is 214-315-2298 if you're interested in that. Okay. Remember to check out the Wanda Bell Ministries, and that is also on Facebook. She has an event that will occur in the last week of October. I am looking to have a fashion show either in December or in the spring, so stay tuned for that, please. The University of North Texas will have a family weekend this weekend. Actually, it starts Friday, and it ends on Sunday. There will be food fun. There will also be a run, like literally running. There will be a football game and more. So if you have a child, a niece, nephew, any student out there, grandchild, then please go out to the University of North Texas, visit the website, and there are some hotels available. And I tell all the hotel staff to please save a nice place for me, please and thank you. Okay, tomorrow I will have a prayer session at 4:30 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. So please be sure to join me for a 30-minute segment with that. And remember that God is good and all things come from him. Now I'm going to take this moment to call our guests because, as we understand, some of these guest schedules are really busy. And so I'm going to call my guest and remind him of the show that we're already on air. So if you would, hold on, please. And this could be a moment in which you reflect over what I just said. And also, this could be a moment where we're just still thanking and praising God. So give me about 2 minutes.
Mr. Henry, you gonna call me? Okay, thanks. That's fine. On that 347 number. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so Mr. Henry is on his way home, so we're going to be patient. But as I was saying, we remember that God is good, and all good things come from God. And I would like to take this time now, since I have a little time, 2 to 5 minutes, to thank all of my family and listeners and everyone for listening to the show. Because with God, everything's possible. With you, but with you, it also helps to form that communication where we can go grow closer to God. So I really appreciate that. About the fashion line started also with a vision. I am actually in partnership with a company, and we have started a clothesline. So in your spare time, please visit thefashionsbylove.com. They have some very nice attire for men and women alike, and we're working on more things. We have jewelry and shoes and things of that nature, and it's right at your fingertips, so you can basically save your gas money and just log online and look at some of those things. As far as the Blog Talk Radio show, I am still looking for gospel artists. I have a pool of gospel artists, poets, authors, comedians, and I feel like any gift that we have comes from God, and I want the show to be diverse in nature with gifts, diverse in people, personalities, things of that nature. So if you have a gift, and everyone I know was blessed with a gift. Now, whether we use it or not, that's a different thing. But I know that we all have gifts. So I would like to speak with you so that we can talk about some of the things we can talk about on the show. On Monday, I plan on having a special guest from Dallas, Texas, and we're going to talk about the hair and beauty tips. And we're going to, because under health, under the spectrum of health, we also have tips relating to beauty and things of that nature. So we're going to do that. Some of the questions that I'm going to be asking while we're waiting, and I'm getting a text here. Okay, while we're waiting is I'm going to ask about the group. How did it start? I'm going to ask about the entertainment industry. You know, how is it in the entertainment industry? Because many of us, we see things that happen on TV, but we don't know what's really happening backstage. Some of the things that I like to know is what influences rest upon any writer or composer, whether it's secular music, whether it's gospel music. I want to know what influenced that person when they're writing. I also want to know, for instance, this group, Henry's group, the Rolls Royce group, if you Google it, they have won a Grammy. And I want to know that feeling. I want to, you know, I've never experienced it. I haven't attended a Grammy Award-winning show, but I want to know those experiences, and I want to know some of the aspirations and dreams and where they've traveled and, you know, just different things of that nature as we patiently wait on Mr. Henry to call in. And so that's what I want to know. And basically the whole gist of this show, as I said, and I keep repeating it, and I'm doing this on purpose, is to highlight gifts because, as I said, all gifts come from God. There's no gift that doesn't come from God. Let me look over some more stuff that we need to talk about. Health. I want to talk about health. I had told you a little bit on last week while we were waiting on a guest about some components of health, and we were going to deal with the brain. We were going to deal with the stomach. We were going to deal with the body in general and how what we consume either increases or decreases our stress. And we touched on that a little bit on the show. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about different aspects of the brain and how that is affected by how we eat. So we're going to incorporate some science and things of that nature. Okay. And this is an example of Job because we're patiently waiting. And I'm trying to see some more things that we need to talk about while I wait, and that way we don't have announcements afterwards. And my guest is actually on the line. Okay, so our guest is on the line, and I'm going to read my description of our guest. A member of the Grammy Award-winning group, Rolls Royce, a drummer, producer, songwriter, community icon for children and adults alike, and a friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen, Henry Garner. Henry, are you on the line? Henry, are you on the line? Hello? Hello? Henry, are you on the line? Okay, we're having some difficulties here. So I'm going to call Mr. Henry. We're having some sound difficulties that I need to address. Mr. Henry? Okay, I'm calling him right now, so just be patient. And we actually have 19 minutes and 23 seconds. So it's good I read the announcements. Okay, y'all hear me calling?
Hello?
Okay, Henry, call back. This sounds...
I just called that number.
Okay, but this sound sometimes is not good, so just call back till you can hear me.
Okay, call back on chat.
Right. Are you on a landline?
No, I'm on the cell phone.
Okay. Well, you can...
You want me to use my landline?
That may help with the sound.
Okay, let me...
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to try it again to see if that'll help with the sound because the sound is not doing well right now. So I'm going to see if this works, and I'm going to move back from the computer because that may be a factor as well. And we have 18 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, let's see here. He hasn't called back yet, and I am waiting. Okay. But, yeah, like I said, we're going to be interviewing a lot of guests. And usually the show is on Sunday. Sunday is the word, and I'm going to be bringing in other ministers. Monday is usually our health and wellness. Saturday is our interviews. And, of course, on Wednesday will be our prayer day. But sometimes, every now and then, you know, we will have other things going on where we'll have maybe a full week of interviews. Like so far, we have 17 minutes and 45 seconds, so I may have some other questions. We might continue the interview, you know, another day if we run out of time. Okay, so we're still waiting patiently. Okay, let me try it again. Henry, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you good.
Okay, you hear me now? Great. All right, we're going to go ahead and start with the interview here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And welcome. Okay, how did the group Rolls Royce originate?
Well, we started back in high school as far as forming the band, meaning getting the players.
Right.
We formed the band in a school called Washington High School. As a matter of fact, it's funny you asked that question because we've done a show called The Unsung. And they wanted to know exactly how we done that, and we literally went and took some footage at the high school that we started the band at.
Okay.
So we started that band at Washington High School.
Okay.
Kenny Copeland and myself, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. Now, how did you know that you really wanted to be in the entertainment music world?
Well, when I really started having this urge to be a musician, okay, I wanted to play drums. That was my thing. And then we found another few guys that wanted to play different instruments. But to make a long story short, what we did, we all had this feeling of wanting to play an instrument and forming a band. So once we formed a band, okay, keep in mind, we never had jobs, okay, as far as like working a regular job. I mean, our parents was great to let us pick that career and do what we please. But we kind of knew what we wanted to do once we formed a band, and we called ourselves sounding pretty good. Okay, but when we done our first gig was called, I forget the name, Southgate Palace. That's what it was, the palace. Make a long story short again, we got paid $11 a piece.
Oh, okay.
And that was when we said, boy, you know, this can be, you know, pretty good if we just stick with this. And that's what we did. We literally stuck with it.
Wow. That's good. Good band. Okay. Who are some of your influences when you write, when you start writing? Because you write your music, too. So who are some people that influence you?
Okay. We had a few guys. But there was, keep in mind, we was a band, but we couldn't sing. None of us could sing. But when I say we couldn't sing, like, one group was Kool & the Gang. Kool & the Gang didn't have what you would call one main great singer, okay, like say your Whitney Houston's or of just some of your groups that had lead singers in them. Okay, to
right.
be honest with you, we couldn't sing. So what we did, we patterned ourselves after groups like Kool and the Gang. Okay,
uh-huh.
James Brown. Okay, now James
okay.
Brown wasn't what you would call one of the top notch singers, but he was so soulful with what he did. We couldn't help
That's
but
right.
to deal with his music.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you would say, I would say James Brown, Earth, Wind and Fire. Not so much as Earth, Wind and Fire, but Kool and the Gang.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now
mm-hmm.
tell me about your band's Grammy Award winning experience.
Well, the Grammy, now, the American Music Award, okay, is one that we won.
Okay.
But as far as the Grammys, now we got nominated for a Grammy, and it's always you're always honored, and you feel good when you get nominated for something. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Now, if you win it, naturally it's better. But if you don't win it, you still say, hey, at least we got nominated. But we never
That's
did
right.
win a Grammy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we never. Like, I know you hear people say, oh, the Grammy Award winning group. No, not true. Not the Grammy Award winning group. Okay, but
okay.
we have won an AMA Award. Okay, but the thing about it is, like I said, we were enthused over just being nominated. But the group that beat us out as far as the Grammys was Boston. Boy, did I hate that.
Right. Okay. All right. So what are your hopes for your career in music within the next year? Because I know that you guys are still doing things with your music. So what are your hopes for your career?
Well, all the guys, okay, some of the guys can write and some of the guys can't write. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and now what I mean by that is, like, when it comes down to writing songs, okay, and actually putting them together, okay, well, we got guys in the band that actually done some writing for other people. But anyway,
right.
again, what we do, we kind of form songs with the guys that we know that can play what we
right.
want them to play. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
what we'll do, we'll write songs that our band can play, basically. Okay, and that fits us. And that's how we...
Right.
Well, put it like this. When we pick songs, okay, we have to pick songs, like I said, that fits us. Something that's not real all the way out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to keep
that's
in right. mind, people have different ideas of what you should sound like. Okay, now,
mm-hmm.
when we started recording in 1976, as far as on a professional level, keep in mind, Car Wash was our main hit, was our first hit.
Yes.
Okay, so what we had to do to stay in the realm of things, we had to make sure that we established what you would call, you hear people say, we have to establish a sound. Okay,
uh-huh.
so when Car Wash came out, that kind of like set the pace of, oh, I see which way we should go. Now, keep in mind, that era was a disco era.
That's right.
Okay, so it wasn't one of those complicated type of things as far as writing songs and getting out there. Okay, so, but when Car Wash came out, like I said, we had a knack for what worked. You see, what fits us. And outside of that, keep in mind, we had a guy to help us with that by the name of Norman Whitfield.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Norman Whitfield kind of taught us a lot about what hit records was about. Okay, and
okay.
you, and let me give you an example on something. Let's just
okay.
say one of the old songs. For instance, like, any song, say even McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every song that was a hit always had a certain ingredient in it. And what that ingredient is, something that everybody likes.
That's right.
Okay, and that was the key to it. Okay, and now when we say, or shall I say, when I say something that everybody likes, keep in mind, even though you may come up with this particular part, even though you may come up with that particular part, the bottom line is, if you get an overwhelming response on each part that you put in that particular song, you got a
mm-hmm.
you got a bona fide hit, and you can't go wrong. So what we did, we kind of knew what hit records was about, taught
mm-hmm.
by Norman Whitfield. Now keep in mind, again, a lot of the songs that we did, we didn't write. Okay,
mm-hmm.
a lot of our hits we didn't write. Now we wrote Car Wash. Okay, I mean, we helped write that particular song. We helped write a few of our hits. But the thing about it is, say like Wishing on a Star. Now,
right.
a lot of people don't know this, what I'm getting ready to tell you. Wishing on a Star wasn't written for us, but we knew
oh.
that it was going to be a hit song if we did it.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, the lady that wrote the song, her name was Billy Kavanaugh. Her name, yeah, was Billy Kavanaugh because she passed. Lord, let her soul rest in peace. But she wrote Wishing on a Star. So Wishing on a Star was really written for Barbara Streisand.
Right.
I don't know if you know who Barbara Streisand is.
Yeah,
but Barbara
Streisand
was going to do that song. And when we heard it, we told Norman, Norman, Billy has a song, because her name was Billy Calvin. Billy has a song called Wishing on a Star that we really, 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 really like. And we think that it can be a big hit for us. Norman heard the song. Norman liked the song. Norman took the song. Norman recorded the song on Rolls Royce and the rest was history.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
So that what I'm saying that to say, that's what I mean when you learn about the ingredients of a hit record. You know what I mean? All records don't have that certain ingredients. That's why all records on hit records.
Right. You're right.
And sometimes they're kind of hard to come by.
That's right. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now speaking of that, how do you keep the longevity of your lyrics? Because I was researching your group, and like Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, you know, they kind of sing some of your songs. How are you able to keep the longevity? And even I still listen to your music, to be honest. I love the group. So how do you maintain that longevity for generations?
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Again, the way that works, and it's very simple. Once you get the ingredients of learning what a hit record is about and how to put a hit record together, how to write a song that's a hit.
Right.
Well, once you get that ingredients down, the longevity comes in when you do it over and over and over and over again. Rolls Royce don't have just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hits. We have several hits. But here's what you got to keep in mind. We also have enough hits, or shall I say, been in the business long enough to not just have hits here. See, once you get established here in the United States, you start getting established in, say, Europe, Asia, you know what I'm saying, in different countries. So what happens is you start touring these other countries. And once you start touring these other countries, and after you had all of these songs, okay, now when I'm bringing up the other countries because other countries have other songs on the album that they picked that's a hit. For instance, like you guys probably never heard of Is It Love You After. Well, Is It Love You After was real, real, real big in England. Okay?
Oh.
I mean, when I say big, it was big in a major way like Car Wash was here. Okay?
Oh,
not to say that Car Wash wasn't big there, but Is It Love You After was a monster there. Okay? Then we had songs like Love Me Right Now that was big, Magic Touch that was big. But that's what keeps you in the business a long period of time. And then you think, well, I got all of these songs. I have to tour these songs. I have to tour these records. So touring, putting out records, all that helps you stay in the business a long period of time. All of that helps.
That's good. Okay. We have about 6 minutes, so I want to ask you at least 3 more questions. Okay, what are some of the challenges of having such a strong team or a strong band? What are some of the challenges?
Okay, here is the major, when I say the major challenge of a band.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just the lead singer, okay?
Right.
When it's just the lead singer, the only person you have to deal with, to be honest with you, is the people that work for you, your manager, your record company. Okay, now, when you're dealing with a band, okay, now you have to deal with this particular guy, this particular guy, this particular guy, and this particular guy, and then you have to deal with everybody's attitude.
Right.
So the whole thing, so what I'm basically saying is, the main thing about a band is making sure that everybody has the same mindset of wanting to make it, the same mindset of putting the work in, the work ethics in. Because if you just say what you want to do and don't apply, it's not going to happen.
That's right. You
got to get the guys that's willing to apply, that's willing to help you apply. Whatever they can do on one side of the band, another guy can be doing something different on the other side of the band, and so can everybody else. Everybody should have a job to do. And that's easy to figure out. But the bottom line is the way you keep a band together is are going through the crazy parts. It's just making sure that everybody have the same mindset. If everybody got the same mindset and wanted to make it, if everybody keep in mind that the group is first, guess what? You have a good band, and you have an excellent chance of making it.
Good. Okay. Now, what would you tell an upcoming artist or band as far as, you know, the music career? What advice would you give them?
Okay. first of all, the music career can be very lucrative, okay? But before you do anything as far as, like, thinking about making money, the first thing you want to do, because there's a lot of criminals, okay? There's a lot of people that really, they're just crooks in a business, all right?
Right.
What you basically want to do is just make sure that you protect yourself. And it's very simple again. Anytime you write a song, okay, mm-hmm. anytime you write a song, there's one thing that you must have of your own. And I recommend every artist, I recommend every musician that writes songs, make sure you have your own publishing company. That way, when you write with someone, regardless of who it is that you write with, part of that publishing will go through your publishing company, not through somebody mm-hmm. else's publishing, to where they pay you what they want to pay you. Okay, it don't work that way. I mean, it can work that way if you let it work that way. But my advice to a lot of musicians and artists, period, to make sure you handle your own business, from copyrights of songs that you write, okay, and especially publishing. Publishing is very important, and the reason why I say publishing, because let's just say if I decide not to never pick up another drumstick the rest of my life, or I can't, or that particular singer can't sing another word, okay, and she just don't want to sing for whatever reason. The bottom mm-hmm. line is the way she's going to keep getting paid for the rest of her life is through her publishing.
Right. Okay.
Because keep in mind, even though Car Wash came out in 1976, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I still get a check every quarter,
mm-hmm.
okay, from Car Wash. Why?
Okay.
Because the business was taken care of in the beginning.
Right. That's right.
And
okay.
I recommend that for everybody, for anybody that wants to get into the industry. And keep in mind, there are most, and I hate saying this, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but there's a lot of snakes in this business, and there's not too many of what you would call the good guys. And that's one reason why I started producing an act of my own, okay? And that's one of the reasons why I just wanted to get into the business, because there got to be somebody out there that's honest and trustworthy, okay?
Right.
And me, I already know that I'm honest and I'm trustworthy. And the only way that anybody else is going to be able to understand that is if we ever work together and they will see
right.
their own. And like I tell my artists, because if I had a guy to tell me this in the beginning of my career, I'd be better off today, not to say that I'm not doing well. But I tell my artists all the time, yeah, okay, you write the songs. Okay, yeah, I write the songs. That's all fine, great, and dandy. But when it comes down to negotiation, regardless of how much you may care for me, regardless of how much you may love me, regardless of how much we may even be related or whatever the case may be,
yeah.
I want you to
right.
have your own attorney. Make sure you
right.
get your own attorney even to deal with me. And I will get my attorney to deal with this, and then what we do is we move together. That's the way it works. If you're going to be an artist must have her or his own attorney. An artist must have his or her own publishing company. And I recommend that strongly to anybody. I don't care how much it may be even your mom. It may be your dad
mm-hmm.
that you're dealing with. And I would tell my daughter, I have a daughter by the name of London Garner, sings up
mm-hmm.
a high enough. She's a cross between Deborah Cox and Whitney Houston. But I
oh,
tell
wow.
her all the time. Yeah, but I tell her all the time, if I'm going to deal with you, and I am going to cut her because I have my own record company, the bottom line is when I deal with her, I want her to get her own attorney, okay, that's going to fight for her. Even with me, and I'm her dad.
Right.
That's right, because
right.
the way I want it, that's the way I want it to be, and that's the way it should be. And that's for every artist.
Okay, that's some good information. All right, now we have about 60 seconds. Can you give the listeners your website, you know, or where they can find your music and all that good stuff? We have about 40 seconds.
Okay, well, they can find my music at www.worldmusicentertainment.
Okay.
That's my website,
right.
and that's where you can find my artists. As far as new stuff for Rolls Royce, as of right now, we have no new material, okay, that we're working on because we've been so busy kind of touring, and we just
uh-huh.
got a new girl in the group. When I say just
okay.
got a new girl in the group, she's still learning our songs.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you this. You and I are going to do another interview. I don't know when,
okay.
but we're going to do one soon.
Yay.
And in the next interview that we do, I can give you guys Rolls Royce website, and you can pull up the music then, because by January, I do know this album will be released, as far as Rolls
okay.
Royce is concerned.
All right, now we have about 5 seconds. You can go ahead and conclude the show, because it'll hang up. Go ahead. I appreciate
well, I
you coming
know what
on
you
the
want
show.
Me to say. I'm sorry?
I appreciate you coming
conclude.
On the show.
Oh,
go ahead.
I will tell you this. I'm definitely pleased that you did have me to do the show. And anytime you need to get me to do an interview, trust me, I'm always available. And I'm kind of sorry that I was late today. I definitely apologize.
Okay, that's okay. And thank you so much. This is about to hang up.
All right, you got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.